Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancy, and in today's morning rundown, we're going to talk about gold's breakout in technical terms, a little perspective after the market has had such a large move. Before that, we'll recap the top market news so far this morning. Let's take a quick look at the markets. The dollar is up 8 at 103.92. Bond yields are slightly lower after a weak day yesterday at 418.6. The S&P is down 11 handles, 51.15. The VIX is 13.79. Gold is up 8 and change, was up about 11 and change. Silver is trading 23.91. Gold trading 21.22, 21.23, 21.24? No, not yet. WTI is down 67 cents at 78.23. Natural gas is down 3 cents. Bitcoin is down 1.75%. That's 67,100 and change. And Ethereum is up. Okay. Up 3.5%. All right. I guess this is what alt season looks like. Grains are all down. Okay. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do? I guess what are we going to do about the markets, right? Okay. Here's yesterday's stories. There were more than this, but markets poised. That's yesterday's broadcast, which hopefully predicted, or predicted is not the right word, hopefully prepared you for the action yesterday. There's the charts at the end of the day, a little bit of eye candy for all of us. And during the day, early in the day, we didn't get to it until a little bit after 10 a.m., but we sent out something to Premium that I think was very helpful in getting perspective on what's going on. It was helpful for us, let's put it that way. So today's quote from a Premium subscriber: as long as stocks keep going up, the mainstream media can blithely ignore gold's rally. But when stocks crash and gold does not, then you have a problem. Yeah. All right. So what do we have today? Today, we're going to talk about some technical levels. I'll include those in Premium as well. And Premium will also have a nice report from T.S. Lombard, Dario Perkins, about economists. He's putting a finer point on something we felt for a long time. All right, before we get into the technicals, right? That'll be fun. U.S. equities retreated on Monday ahead of Fed Chair Powell's congressional testimony on Wednesday and Thursday, and gold rallied during that same time frame. Notable headlines: Beijing is expected to resist growing market pressure for a much stronger stimulus to spur China's economic recovery at its flagship annual political event this week, as President Xi Jinping focused on turning the country into an advanced manufacturing superpower. That's not important today. What that is important is it shows that there's a war between the West and the East, specifically the U.S. and China, and that war centers on the concept of, believe it or not, mercantilism. In a mercantilist economy, the world is changing into a mercantilist type of economy. You just simply need to export more than you import. And China no longer wants to sell little plastic gadgets. I'm simplifying. They want to sell upscale, complex products. They don't want to sell, shoelaces. They want to sell solar panels. And their economy has been gearing towards becoming a major exporting economy of value-added goods. The West in particular want China to grow by becoming a consumer economy. So they want the Chinese to make stuff and sell it to themselves, right? They think that they need to grow their own domestic demand. And that's something that we have been saying to them for years, hopefully that they would do that to kind of take that mantle from us. But they have not done that. And they have not done that because their value system has re-embraced a much more conservative way of things. Hey, they're not going to be conspicuous consumers. That's their stand right now. Now, when you tie that into mercantilism, okay? When you tie that into mercantilism, when we tell them we want them to just buy more stuff, that's mercantilism. We want to sell that stuff to them, okay? So every major power in the world, and I'm speaking specifically about the U.S. and China, these two nations want to become the world exporters. It's all about selling more than you buy now. That means making more than you eat. That means saving. Anyway, not important today, but that's the ideological split right now. It's we want them to buy, they want us to buy. Not necessarily us, they want to sell stuff to the rest of the BRICS world. All right, JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines terminated their merger agreement weeks after a judge ruled that the $3.8 billion deal would reduce competition and harm cost-conscious flyers. Apple on Monday announced a new version of its 13 and 15-inch MacBook Air laptops with its latest M3 chip. That's probably significant. I don't think the demand is going to be huge, but what do I know? New York Community Bancorp tumbled for a second straight day after a pair of rating downgrades threatened to boost the beleaguered bank's borrowing costs. Shares of the company fell as much as 17%, trading at the lowest level since 1996 after plunging 26% on Friday. Comment about that with regards to gold. That might be one of the drivers. There's multiple drivers behind gold and Bitcoin and you know everything that's a hedge against dollar risk going up. And that might be one of them. People may be saying, oh, here we go again, banking crisis again. I think it's just something to be careful of because the banking crisis, on one hand, we've seen this before and we know how they'll handle it. On the other hand, maybe there's something bigger. New York Bancorp may be the surface of the water and there may be something deeper commercial real estate-wise. Anyway, geopolitics, China's Coast Guard took control measures against Philippine vessels that illegally intruded into waters adjacent to the second Thomas Shoal, according to state media. That's the next area where we're going to have problems. Hamas said in a message that they will be flexible on the issue of the number of prisoners if Israel is flexible on the issue of returning Palestinians to northern Gaza. Okay, so hostage negotiation, that's what's going on right now. Today we have ISM services at 10 a.m., should be very significant, although I don't know, I don't have handy what to expect. Today, we're going to talk about the Cup and Handle Revisited, so let's get to that. First, let's do a quick preview of someone else's levels. Right, in the premium section, I have a report from GTA, and they're an institutional firm, and I've brought them up before, and GTA is a type of firm that if you're a macro discretionary fund, you look at their levels to trade. So, helpful or not, here's their levels. Now, as far as gold is concerned, the long-term trend is now in a moderately favorable position as bullion moved up sharply in the past week and finally closed that 2085 resistance level, basis April, that we spoke about last time and which was said would, quote, improve the long-term outlook, end quote. This, I think, is a little bit more in depth. For the Gold Bugs Index, the HUI, however, there's more to it. However, while the major trend is still bearish, the near-term pattern has now improved to a neutral rating as this index recently completed a double bottom formation and a close now above 212 would turn the trading trend positive, but with a heavy supply overhead in the 2020 to 2023 area. We wouldn't expect an A-plus rally at this point, and we still strongly favor the bullion over the gold stocks. Again, that's technical. There's also some insights from Dario Perkins. I want to read this and then we'll go to the charts. Central banks have a simple narrative for the inflation fiasco of the 70s. It's a subset of inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. They blame the episode on mistakes, especially central banks keeping real rates low and cutting too soon. Cynically, this narrative has allowed policymakers to take credit for everything that has happened since, including the Great Moderation. But the thesis is riddled with inconsistencies, and that has implications for worries about a second wave today. Correct. Correlations are not causations. An economist will frequently grasp, but he doesn't need me to tell him he's correct, but he's saying with a finer point what I've been saying for, I don't know, the last 6 months. Economists will frequently grasp at correlations to explain what has happened when they make errors because they're trying to figure it out. They are, you know, after all, human. And faced with staring into their own personal abyss, they seek explanations for things they do not understand. The problem is they are also subject to echo chambers and groupthink. That too we're all subject to. But what they are guilty of, and this I feel strongly about, is that it is not forgivable that they hold their conclusions out to be definitive. not contingent. They accept the praise heaped on them without an ounce of humility, and in doing so mislead the rest of the world that their work is scientific when it is not. It is sociology. They abuse the public trust, and in combination with the media that enables this for the sake of advertising revenues, have dumbed down the population and things that matter most for our economic well-being. But gold, Bitcoin, markets like that are telling you that you've got to smarten up. That's it. Let's get to the main event, right? I know I'm supposed to do that a little bit earlier, but I wanted to get this other stuff out of the way. You know, you have to. All right. Chart number one. Is this a cup and handle? I almost said cup and shoulders. And the answer is no, it's not. This is a cup. That's the handle. A cup is supposed to be symmetrical. It doesn't have to be symmetrical, but it's supposed to be symmetrical. Is this a cup and handle? Technically, yes. But I'm going to paraphrase something Jordan and I talked about at the Daily Gold. This is more bullish than a regular cup and handle. Why? Because the right lip is higher than the left lip. This is more bullish. Now, I'm not saying this for the first time pumping you up. I've said this before. He said this before. If you're looking at this as a bullish formation, it's more bullish than a regular cup and handle. How high should it go? Well, people talk about the depth of this, adding that to the top of the lip. I don't know. It's debatable. But I want you to understand that this is the real deal. We're in it right now. And this market should get volatile and should keep going higher. Now, I'm going to give you some levels that I'm going to use because we are in an area, you know, we're in rarefied air. There's really not a lot of levels to look at. And the first thing I want to say to you, if you're looking for levels, all numbers are levels. Sounds very simple, simplistic, but it's true. The numbers that matter are the numbers you use and the numbers that other people look at if you're trading against them. So the first thing I want to draw your attention to is when the market makes